Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for January the 15th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders. Brilliant. The solution to the problems we face today. We don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We'll never have more liberty than we are a moral and an educated people, folks. It's incredibly simple. That's how the founders expressed themselves, and we must do the same to be on firm ground. This is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind at a time Friday. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, please. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. When they do well, we do well. And when we do well, then, of course, when it comes to hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, you do well, right? That's how it all works. Yesterday's broadcast was available on Liberty Roundtable Live. It's available on Roku. It's live and on demand at your fingertips. You can turn any phone into a phone line. Any phone into a radio. Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's how you turn your phone into a radio. What I do is I dial that number, then I put it on mute, then I put it on speakerphone, and it's incredible. Any phone's a radio. 712-432-5339. The recap starts now. Harney County Fire Chief Chris Beals resigns, sides with the protesters. He caught the FBI in a scandal and he's livid mad. The FBI and the county government working together to Shanghai and deceive the people about who the protesters really are. The Hammond case, a travesty of justice. Our reporter over there at TVOI doing a great job. The Hammond case, a travesty of justice. Boy, do we agree with that. And our prayers are we can release the Hammonds. Harney County will not host community meeting with Bundy as headliner, OregonLive.com. So Ammon, Bundy, and crew said, hey, man, we're going to come out to the town of Burns, 30 miles away, and we're going to meet on Friday. We're going to tell you our exit strategy, etc. The county of Harney County or whatever said, you're not going to use any of our facilities. That ought to help the dialogue move along. That ought to help folks feel comfortable, feel that government's working better, right? I'm not saying I agree with what Ammon Bundy did by taking over the refuge. I am saying the county's out of control and out of line. I completely agree with Ammon. The government's just run amok for sure. Tim Puckett, he's the rancher that had his land near the refuge where they punched a hole through that fence so the cows can graze. He says he did not give permission. Okay. Tim Puckett, by the way, is livid mad about what happened, but he's from Golden Rule Farms. I find that just an interesting twist. Golden Rule Farms is livid mad. Okay. Three top administrators at the Harney County Government School District resigned, the principal on down. They submitted letters of resignation to the school board on Thursday. They're out. They say, oh, don't worry. It's surprisingly unrelated to current events in town. Okay. Brandon Yant said, he's the principal there. He said, it has nothing to do with it. Why don't you tell us what it has to do with it, sir? Harney County Judge, his name is Steve Graisty. He said Monday evening that the taxpayers are paying about $60,000 to $75,000 a day. The protesters are costing $60,000 to $75,000 a day. And he says he's going to send a bill to Bundy and crew. My response is, I don't know why it's costing that much money. Why don't you give us a budgetary line item that I could start crossing out of your wasted expenses on this, my friend. Your big old whopping crazy security stuff. Waste of time. Not going to work. Not necessary either. What's done is done. Now let's do what needs to be done. That's kind of my phrase on this whole thing. I believe that Ammon should not have done it. We spent so much time separating ourselves from it for a reason, folks. I know you think we're just against Bundy. It's not true. He's a personal friend. However, we were at the peaceful rally, which we endorsed completely. The problem is the mainstream press took their, well, lack of due diligence, liberty, if you will. They never talked to us, but they took our photos from the peaceful rally and superimposed that those photos over the protesters' news stories. So myself, Kurt Cosby, former Sheriff Richard Mack, all three of our photos are all over the Occupy videos and stories. It's a lie. We weren't even there. And that's why, my fellow listeners and patriots, don't attack the messenger. But I'm distancing myself and spending so much time on that, not to divide the patriot community, not to sell Emma down the river, not because I'm a plant, because you know what? I don't want my photo associated with the Occupy story. I wasn't there, and I don't agree with it. In fact, we didn't even know this was going to happen when we went to Burns, Oregon. All right, the question, is it time to make lemonade? Chris Ann Hall says so, and I think she's probably right. Chris Ann Hall heads to Harney County on Monday and Tuesday to educate. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour, we talked about Michael Savage prevails in U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, he battled with Talk Radio Network about a free agency case. He won, they lost. You can't stop somebody from making a living is the point. We also talked about an undercover Common Core vid exec. Says, I hate kids. It's all about the money. I sell books to make big bucks. I hate kids. All right. Well, we've been rejecting Common Core since it ever came out. They tried to lie to you and make you believe it was the states that enacted it, but it was really the states in bed with the feds. Copyrights put it all together, even though the states came up with the idea. It's all government control of education, and it all smacks of the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Run as fast as you can from it, folks. A mother, her name is Heather Gooch, she took to Facebook on December 29th. She wanted to thank a Southwest staffer who went above and beyond to help her out. Mother's post about the flight attendant, the positive post went viral. That's pretty good news. There's an NFL star. His name is Antonio Cromartie. I guess he's got 10 children from 7 women already. But he's expecting twins that would make 12 children with his 8th wife. Wow. Anyway, 4 of the children are with one woman, I guess his wife, and I hope they can stay married and he can decide to, I don't know, stick with one woman. One woman? That might be a good plan. Former Obama advisor, her name is Caroline Atkinson. Looks like she's going to lead the public policy team now at Google. You feel comfortable about that revolving door? I sure don't. Trump and Cruz break away from the pack. USA Today. Obama's in state of denial, not state of the union, says Ted Cruz. USC students required to detail their sexual history before registering for mandatory classes. Wow. I guess they're supposed to disclose the number of sexual encounters they've had, with who, how many male, how many female, what kind of sex acts were involved. But just gross stuff, folks. Just not even talk-aboutable stuff. Is that a word, talk-aboutable? Not even stuff you could talk about, you know? I mean, it's crazy. All in the government schools, funded with our tax dollars. All right, there's a group called Udacity. They're a tech college, if you will, or a tech education company. Anyway, Udacity degree gets you a tech job or your money back. It costs $300 a month to go. Say it takes like 9 months to get these educational certificates, certification of knowledge, if you will. And $300 a month, so say $2,700, just say with books and everything, probably $3,000 to do the course, right? If you can't get a job when you're done, they'll give you your money back. That's a pretty bold move. The leader of the group says, my goal is to really decrease the cost and obligations of education. I dig that. Well, I guess New Jersey, they're trying to, what, seize Atlantic City? I guess the casinos melted all down in the booming economy. Now they're all trying to get it back, and it's all about control, isn't it? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We cover the news, folks, like nobody's business. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I know you're going to think I got the headline mixed up, my friend, but I don't. Cruz goes birther on Trump at the debate last night. Did you hear about it?
I didn't.
All right. Really? Cruz goes birther on Trump last night. So here's what happened. Trump tried to pull out the birther card against Cruz, and Cruz, like a well-known, hard-hitting lawyer that he is, absolutely took the gloves off and punched Trump hard. But it's all political theater, and it mattereth not, folks. It doesn't make any difference. But we'll tell you about it. Tell you about the debate. Tell you about Bundy Ranch. I mean, what, Malfier Wildlife Refuge? Or maybe we ought to say the Harney County Resource Center, huh? We'll tell you all about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, they've tried to mock Ted Cruz as nothing but a sideshow cartoonish character. Yeah. But you know what? He's a great, I'm going to say again, a great debater. He's a skilled lawyer. Last night, that simplistic, superficial image of Ted Cruz was swept away, to say the least. Mr. Cruz did not just dominate much of the debate last night. He slashed, he mocked, and he took everybody to pieces on the stage, but nobody is devastatingly and as thoroughly as he took this campaign's leader, Donald Trump, to task. He's a Princeton debater, folks, good at it. He's dazzled judges. with his ability to entrap less shrewd rivals. He showed the American people that his surge in candidacy is not a joke. Mr. Cruz rocked Trump's world on stage last night. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Trump. I'm just telling you what the pundits are saying. And I will say this. Cruz is not to be trifled with. Nevertheless, here's what happened. Trump tried to bring up the birther debate on Cruz, and then one of the moderators asked, I guess, Cruz about this, and Cruz just took off the gloves. He started out basically explaining that, you know what, here's the legal reality on this thing, and he nailed it as an attorney only could. And then he ended with, you know what, Donald Trump, I guess we have to disqualify you from the campaign because your mother's from Scotland. And he shut down Cruz, and Cruz stammered and hawed and got confused, and that was the end of that. Bottom line is, neither of them are constitutionally qualified, I guess, now, huh? But they don't care about that. Their whole goal is to destroy all checks and balances relating to the proper role of limited government, and so that's where we go. But I'm telling you, it was a take-off-the-gloves moment for Ted Cruz. And then he finished with this expression of generosity, if you will. You know, Donald, even though your mom's from Scotland, I won't use the birther issue against you. I just won't. It's not how I roll. And he mocked the man standing to his very right. As the rising applause rose to a roar, there you have it. Nervousness, of course, crept across Trump's face. Anyway, bottom line is there you have it, Kurt. You want to comment on this? He even said Romney wouldn't be constitutionally qualified because, hey, Romney was born in Mexico. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they pushed on this conspiracy theory idea, and there's the bottom line. That was kind of the most crushing line of the debate or biggest piece of the debate, the sparring over this birther issue between Trump and Cruz. And Trump got beat up big time, Kurt. And then he said, but I was born here. He tried, but no go. So the bottom line is you got the debate about how pure your, quote, natural born status really is, and the debate about how pure it's got to be. If you're Sam Bushman, you believe both parents must be born in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have the child born in the United States. And any way we diverge from that, we get into questionable territory. And it can be debated until the cows come home. We can say it's a purview of the Congress. They can decide what they want. We can say anything we want to about it. We can say, well, this person is, but this person isn't for all these reasons. But the bottom line is it comes down to the intentions of the founders, which was to make sure we have no foreign allegiances and or more foreign entanglements, etc. And I think most of these people have them, Kurt. And that's really the problem here. And anyway, the tables were turned on Trump, that's for sure. Will it be the takedown of Trump? Only time will tell.
It sure is good we have an alternative, you know, like Hillary. I mean, at least, she's a natural-born citizen.
Who is?
Hillary.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess Hillary's in. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they say Mr. Trump was finally in the position that so many have tried to challenge him in the past have been in, and that is, Kurt, flustered, frustrated, unable to gain his footing. Yeah.
I was just looking at the scores according to the Drudge poll.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, sir.
And, I just simply got to tell you, I was playing a little basketball, reffing a few games, and so I missed the whole thing. But I can't
maybe
tell you.
Maybe you're focused on more important issues, Kurt.
You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, in the Drudge poll, they do say that their headline is there were three left. And what they mean is basically.
Oh, yeah, it's
got to
be Trump, Cruz, and Bush, buddy.
No, you know, surprisingly, at least not really surprisingly with Drudge, they're talking about the Trump, Cruz, and Rubio crowd.
I see.
And, so they've got. Those three at the top, Trump, you know, way out ahead, then you've got Cruz Trump's in the 50s. Cruz is in the, this is, you know, those who voted. There was about 314, almost 315,000 votes. Trump at 54 plus percent. Cruz at 31% plus. Rubio at 7.72. I don't know if you'd really say then there were three when you got that big a difference there. But then you got Christie at 2.07.
Kurt, how are you going to keep that video game where people put in tons of cash and ching that don't let more people be there? I mean, if you just say it's already down to the winner, then there's
Christie,
no game
2.07,
anymore.
2.07. Kasich, 1.67. Carson, 1.54. And Bush, 1.49.
Bush is so, last, huh? Poor old
all I can say is those last, pretty much last four, are just, they're 2% or less. So
yeah. They're worse than Rand Paul would have been, huh?
Well, I mean, of course, they didn't even include him. You
know. Now, Kurt, Trump didn't get beat up completely. I mean, over the birther issue, he got slaughtered. That won't even come up in the campaign anymore, Kurt. It was so decisive. Not that I think that that's the accurate way to go about it. I'm just telling you that's really the way they will make it happen now. He cannot bring the issue up anymore, I'm telling you. Yeah. Right now, here's the interesting thing. Donald will not be bested, so he'll try to come up with something. Just keep an eye on it. Nevertheless, they changed the debate to 9/11 a little bit, Kurt. And there was a patriotic oath to New Yorkers who bravely rebuilt the city of New York's spirit and infrastructure after the attacks. And Trump really got a lot of love as he replaced his normal jovial attack you attitude with a somber tone, Kurt, as he offered personal recollections of what he calls the smell of death. And he went into the, well, anyway, at that time, the astute attorney, Ted Cruz, noticed a shift in the mood in the room. And then Cruz shifted to Mr. Trump. Well, he started clapping for him like they were teammates and buddies. So he's very good, very nimble on his feet, very adept attorney. Look out for Ted Cruz. He was able to show himself to the audience even when Trump was starting to look good. As, hey, I'm on your side. Now, he then finished. Trump got slaughtered again in the finish punching lines from Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz says, you know, I'd love to put people in my campaigns. He might be listening to Liberty Roundtable, Kurt, but, you know. And I'm thinking I should have you build the wall, Donald. And he smiled. And the crowd loved it. So maybe Cruz will get Donald as he fails in his bid for presidency to build the wall, Kurt. What do you think?
Maybe so.
You think Trump's out that easy?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
All right. Ted Cruz takes it to Donald Trump, shouts the headlines. Ted Cruz will get a lot of bang from this because now the media is going to jump aboard, Kurt, and they're going to give Trump his rise. Right before the first real vote ballots are cast. Is that an accident? I think not. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, you are, my fellow Americans, and go to thepowermall.com and do business with the good guys to support us on Liberty Roundtable Live. We like to thank the Power Hour and thepowermall.com. So I told you about two of the key exchanges between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. One was on Bertha, and Trump got slaughtered by Cruz. The next one turned into a 9/11 diatribe by Cruz. He was responding, Cruz had tried to say, you're come from a liberal state. He tried to tie Trump to a liberal blue state, and Trump had his way with him, and Cruz was reduced to clapping for Trump, in fact. The third exchange was not between Trump and Cruz at all. It included Rubio, and that's why they're kind of saying the top three, Kurt. Everybody else was reduced to the sidelines, pretty much. But it was between Mr. Cruz and Marco Rubio. Rubio received an uncharacteristic pointed question from Fox Business, Maria, however you say your name, Barbarona, on his 2013 Gang of Eight immigration bill. Why are you so interested in opening up borders to foreigners when American workers have a hard enough time finding work, she asked. Rubio, of course, pivoted away from the economic discussion and argued that we now needed a tougher approach than his original bill. Let me mute Kurt here for a minute. The bill, because of the national security threats to America that we now face. There's a radical jihadist group, and he went on. Anyway, Cruz basically and Rubio had it out. I think Cruz did very well in that exchange. Anyway, the bottom line is those were the only real key parts of the debate that mattered, Kurt. Bottom line is Trump and Cruz pulling away. Rubio did his best. Everybody else got left in the dust. Any other analysis on that? Uh-oh, now I think we lost Kurt. All right, we'll try to get him
okay,
back here.
How about now?
Can yep, you're here, sir. Yep.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when you said you had to mute me, I had my red mute button on. So that's why I was trying to figure out what happened there. But just as I came back from the break, the audio went away, and I did what you told me about reconnecting. And
all right, anyway, so we're on the debate, Kurt.
It worked.
Any other exchanges?
You know, at least that was an interesting piece that you shared, you know, about the whole Donald's mother born in Scotland and, you know, and, you know, and then Donald saying, but I was born here, big difference. Then I'm looking at the World Net Daily piece on it called Trump versus All the Rest. an epic showdown. I guess they say Cruz pressed on the issue of citizenship, Donald. I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you. And I guess earlier he had basically said how Trump had gone through and had his lawyers look at this from every which way, and there was no issue. This is what Cruz said. There was nothing to this birther issue. Trump smiled, and the crowd laughed and applauded a bit. Then Cruz continued. He said, "Now, since September, the Constitution hasn't changed." Again, he paused for laughs, but the poll numbers have. Cruz again paused for applause and some hoots and hollers. But anyway, it's just interesting. I bet that was an interesting little piece there.
Now, I'll tell you my opinion on this, Kurt. I told you that I didn't believe Trump was genuine on this birther thing anyway, because he could have tied up with Joe Arpaio, Obama. And he really could have taken Obama down over this. If they would have really joined forces and put real money, real effort, we could have taken this. But Trump backed away so he teased the issue long enough to make it part of the discussions, but yet to marginalize those who believed in the birther issue or problems or the constitutionally qualified to be president issue. But he never really pushed hard enough. He kind of bailed and backed away on it. Now he hasn't brought it up until now when it comes to Cruz. It almost makes me believe it's plotted and planned all along. Because why would somebody like Trump do that if he knows his mother is from Scotland? It's too, even though it was an absolute breakout moment for Cruz and looked like it put Cruz on the ropes and all, I mean, Trump on the ropes and all that kind of stuff, I don't believe it. Trump's not that stupid to know that his mom's from Scotland and taking everybody on over the birther issue and then running for president. Something's amiss here, and I believe it was all staged theater. And I believe Trump's doing this as an insider partner for a lot of these political hacks, etc. I don't believe that Trump was really that shocked or surprised. I think this is playing theater, pre-planned acting on a stage, Kurt. I could be wrong. But I just don't see how you attack everybody on the birther issue knowing full well your mom's from Scotland, Kurt. That just does not work. So I don't know what's going on there, but it's too obvious, too strange, too weird to chalk up as the real deal. What do you say, Kurt?
It does seem rather interesting that we've had the Obama situation with his, birth certificate, so-called. And then now we've got this part. I don't think, Rubio would want to join in on this because I think, as far as I know, he'd even be less qualified.
I think you got to join in on it in Spanish, Kurt. Maybe that'd help.
Yeah, good point.
Just switch to Spanish and join in. Now, the other thing that I don't understand
Bush
about this.
Bush could have done that. You know, he likes to point. Show off his Spanish stuff.
That's right. Now, Kurt, the other thing that I find fascinating about this is how come if this is true, this hasn't been brought up before, at least publicly, that I know of? When he attacked Barack, how come they didn't bring this up before? So even if Trump didn't really realize the obvious, wouldn't the pundits and commentators have dug into Trump enough to expose that back in the day, too? I just find the whole thing just, it isn't the way we think, folks. I'm telling you, something's amiss. I don't know. Maybe I am just that stupid, Kurt. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I got to admit, I was expecting basically just more of the same. And
it was more of the same.
There were some fireworks, you know.
None of that had to do with America, really, Kurt, or how to fix the country or anything. So it is more of the same. You were correct in your assessment, sir. You know what I mean? I mean, look, what happened to value on the stage that could protect or restore America, Kurt? Anything?
Not that I'm aware of, but they do say that a quarter of Republicans think Cruz's birthplace disqualifies him for president. So I think it was a smart move that he'd go right head on that thing, you know. But who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
He'll tie it up in the courts, probably, huh?
Very strange stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess Judge Paul, who won the debate, Trump's still in a smackdown, isn't he, Kurt? No matter what all this says, Trump's still the commanding leader. He almost has double even Cruz, doesn't he still, Kurt?
It was in 50s versus the 30s.
Yeah, 54 to like 31, and then everybody else falls not even into double digits. Now,
good point.
There's an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, and Trump doubles, more than doubles his national lead, Kurt, in that one. Mm-hmm. So he was leading big time, and he's now doubled the spread, so to speak, and even Drudge shows that. So no matter what you think, Trump is just rocking it regardless. And will this take Trump down? I think it'll make a difference. I think it'll improve Ted Cruz, but I don't know that it will really change the game.
Yeah, in my opinion, the key things that are still working here that Trump has championed and that he is, you know, being supported for is the immigration things. And the bottom line is it just all comes down to jobs. You know, remember they used to say it's the economy, stupid. and people that are in concern about their jobs, et cetera, they, you know, feel like the best hope there is the Trump situation. They even see Cruz as still, and Rubio and pretty much everybody else as part of the insider club simply because, hey, they've been in government and look at where it's got us. You know,
no,
that kind of
I can't disagree with that point, Kirk.
Yeah, that's what the average voter sees, in my opinion, and that's why those numbers are the way they are.
What do you think on the whole thing, then, Kurt? What's your assessment now? My takeaway from this is there's not a single person I can vote for, Kurt.
Well, we've done that before. I mean, you know, we vote for, typically the guys we vote for don't win, you know, I mean, you just are grateful to have somebody you can feel good about voting for, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Is there anybody you feel good about voting for, Kurt?
Well, what I mean is, you know, if it ends up like I think it will end up, you know, feel good. See, that all depends on how you define feel good.
Well, I can play that song from Michael Bublé.
Feeling
good,
you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Birds up in the sky. You know how I feel, right?
Yeah, I'd have to hear it. I mean, I don't remember that one.
Oh, man.
Right.
Well, I'll come back with it just for your educational, you know. That's how we roll. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me.
What do you think, man? Here we go.
And I'm feeling
Come on.
Good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
See, there you go, Kurt. I better not sing. I'll lose my day job. All right, back to radio.
It sounds good.
It does sound good. Michael Bublé is fun to listen to. Great music, great times. America's great. Well, you know, this idea about Barack debating if America's great and Trump saying we're going to make America great again. Who do you side with, Kurt? Let me just trap you for a second.
About the...
Trump says we're going to make America great again. Barack says America's already great, Kurt. Who do you agree with, sir?
I think there's a lot of fixing that needs to go on.
Amen to that. But isn't America great, Kurt?
Well, you know, compared to... other places, I suppose, you know, there's
I submit America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. We got some problems, no question.
Yeah.
But we've still provided more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other, bar none. Mm-hmm. Look at history if you don't believe me. Now, come on, let's get her done. So there you go. That's the battle. But anyway, our buddy, Kurt, Tim Starks, he's a well-known friend. He's a nationally syndicated talk show host. He does a radio program called The Stark Hour every Saturday afternoon on Liberty News Radio. And he put up his show this week, Kurt, on Liberty News. He also put his show on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. And he did an interview, a great interview, in my opinion, with a guy by the name of Eric Parker, who's VP of the Three Percenters of Idaho. Great discussion, because Eric Parker is in Burns with groundbreaking information. I'm going to give you a little teaser and then feed you or point you to the show, okay?
All right.
Is there really a standoff at Malheur Wildlife Refuge? Is the question Tim has. Interview with Eric Parker, Three Percenters of Idaho, on Stark Hour, just like it sounds, STARK, StarkHour.com. Check it out. Riveting. They ask some questions. Is there really a standoff? Not really, because Ammon Bundy's been going in and out of there all the time. He's even spent some nights home with his wife, Kurt. So the idea that they're all occupying and just dug in armed to the teeth is bogus. They've been coming and going and leaving, and none of the people have stayed there full time at all. It gets more interesting. Then they start to ask these questions. Is the sheriff of Harney County... inciting fear? The answer is yes. The fire marshal even resigned over it, Kurt. The FBI and the county government in bed together, creating false flag or lies about the militia and how violent they really are, peaceful they are. The sheriff got caught. The FBI got caught. Is the sheriff trying to hide something? Many of us are starting to say without question, what is it? Same with this judge that claims that it's costing 60 to 75 grand a day. Let's find what drives these guys. There's a lot of folks digging to find out, Kurt, and we'll bring it to you live. Now, Kurt, I just want you to know there's serious problems, though, going on in Burns, Oregon, and the surrounding area there in what they call Harney County. There's serious, serious problems.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what the hardcore militia did.
Did they pass out candy to kids?
Oh, close. They actually did better than that, Kurt. They didn't even try to rot anybody's teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Patriot Snow Brigade has been unleashed.
Cleaning off people's
driveway. You heard me. The Patriot Snow Brigade has been deployed. Mm-hmm. So while the sheriff's dug in, while the sheriff's mocking the community, while the sheriff's in bed with the FBI and false flag lie operations, the militia's involved in picking up shovels, Kurt. They've done run around and cleaned snow off people's driveways and shook hands and everything like that.
That does seem evil.
I mean, it's crazy.
You can
Kurt.
See
Absolutely
why
crazy.
You gotta get rid of them. Yeah. Dangerous crew.
So that's going on. Now, I still believe that the Patriots have been framed and this ain't gonna go well for the Patriots up there in Burns, Oregon, though. Don't attack the messenger, I'm just telling you. Took 81 days to get the Freeman out peacefully. The government's learned their lesson with hardcore in-your-face tactics like Waco and Ruby Ridge, but they will still be a force to reckon with. Don't you kid yourself, my fellow Americans. And so we'll watch this thing play out. We're actually working with a reporter on the inside doing a great job with the Voice of Idaho TV. Michael's doing a great job, and we're going to be doing some things to help him cover some expenses, and he's going to provide just stellar embedded reporter reporting for us. So that's going on, and we'll keep you a post of what's going on. Now, I guess you got that Patriot Snow Brigade running around. I don't know what we're going to do about that. I'm just kind of concerned about that. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Great point.
Polite people shoveling snow. And now what they're kind of saying is maybe the town won't let them leave, Kurt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you had people taking care of business at your house like that, would you be like, hey, why don't y'all just stay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm creating a campaign, Kurt, called I'm Not Afraid of the Bully campaign. What do you think about that? We got to have a campaign called I'm Not Afraid of the Bully. Who's the bully, you ask? It's now time to abolish the BLM and the Forest Service, Kurt.
Amen to that.
We're going to be putting together a press release on this and some other things. Guess who said it most cogently in the last couple of days, Kurt? On their own radio broadcast.
I don't think it was Trump or Cruz.
Oh, no, sir. I'm talking about real people trying to accomplish things, Kurt.
Oh. I don't know. Who.
David A. Clark Jr., my friend, our buddy up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He happens to be the sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He does a radio show for Mr. Glenn Beck on The Blaze, and his podcast is on Stitcher. And if you listen to his show, he talked 40 minutes about what's going on in Burns, Oregon, and he pretty much supported the efforts. He wants to free the Hammonds, and he believes we need to abolish the BLM immediately. And boy, do I concur.
Yeah, there you go.
He also chided the sheriff, and we ought to have that sheriff resign. David Ward, you need to go away. You need to resign. You've been caught in an abusive fraud against the people, and you should be absolutely forced to resign on that fact alone. All right, anyway, StarkHour.com if you want to check out Tim's award-winning broadcast, The Stark Hour. And if you want to know what's going on with the Patriot Snow Brigade, I mean, people went there, Kurt, this one guy, they tell this story about this one guy. He's like a liberal. He's like a tree-hugging dude. He rolls up there because he's afraid the Patriots, the gun-toting fanatics, are going to ruin the land. So he gets up there, and he walks up to the wildlife refuge, and two armed, polite guys come out and say, hey, how you doing? And they shake his hand, and they invite him in for soup. Want to come in and have some soup?
That is terror, huh?
I'm telling you, it's out of control. Well, Kurt, he heard rumors that they're looking for hostages.
Yeah.
And so he wouldn't go in. He said, oh, no, thanks. It's crazy.
That's how they get them in there with soup.
Darn right, man. You want some soup, buddy? They haven't taken any hostages, folks. They've done nothing but peaceful actions. It just goes to show what the mainstream press, the manipulators, want you to believe. Anyway, Stark Hour breaks it down and does a great job. Is there really even a standoff of the wildlife referees? And the answer is no. The only one standing off is government. In fact, Bundy even said he wanted to come down to the town, go ahead and talk about his exit strategy. Then the county's like, you're not using any of our buildings. Whose buildings are they, people? And if you want an exit strategy discussed, wouldn't you at least be willing to, like, discuss it, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Not if you're the thug county in bed with the FBI, I guess. Interview with Eric Parker, the 3%ers, StarkHour.com. Check it out. I'm not afraid of the bully campaign. It's now time to abolish the BLM and the Forest Service, Kurt. It's now time to pardon the Hammonds. We need to really start to push and take off the gloves on some of this, Kurt. Oh, by the way, did you hear Al Jazeera TV bit the dust?
Boy, that's a sad piece. A sad thing to hear about.
I know.
Al Gore's, brainchild. You know,
yeah, Al Gore could have sold it to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck would have made it successful, but Al wouldn't sell it to Glenn, and so he sold it to Al Jazeera, his buddies, instead, and now they've failed.
The two Al's going down.
Al Jazeera and Al
Gore. Big Al.
Man, how do we take down Al Sharpton and others along with him? Just wondering. I don't mean take down physically. I just mean stop him from his belligerent, manipulative, racist influence on America. It's destructive, to say the least. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. How do you like that? Maybe I ought to play another Michael Bublé tune for you, huh? Maybe something like How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You or something.
All right.
Maybe Americans want to hear that. Maybe they just love Liberty Roundtable so much they're just thinking, hey, you know. Maybe they're going to donate millions of dollars to LibertyNewsRadio.com. That way we can really get some embedded reporters all over the place, huh, Kurt?
Good point.
All right. Thanks for being alongside. Hour one of the can, two coming up. We the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.